From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, we'll talk with the ACLU of Texas about their recent letter to the TEA about the use of tasers in schools. It's February 21st, 2014. Every day, police across the world are having to use force in order to stop crime in action. Some use guns, some use batons, and then some use tasers. Tasers are used on a daily basis by some police departments, but who are they used on? Some school resource officers have them to use on students who are out of control. But one organization in Texas has asked the Texas Education Agency to put a stop to this practice. Matt Simpson joins us from Austin at the American Civil Liberties Union. He's the policy strategist for the ACLU, and we're going to speak with him about their letter. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Well, I just recently read an article about you guys sending a letter to the Texas Education Agency, or the TEA, regarding asking them to ban the use of tasers and pepper spray in schools. And I believe this came after a student down at Cedar Creek High School in Bastrop County. His name's Noe Nino de Rivera. He got tased during an altercation, fell and hit his head, and he ended up being in a coma for 50 days. And this sparked your interest. How did y'all figure out about this? Did someone call you, or did you figure this out on your own?
Oh, sure. Great question. Yeah. You know, advocacy groups, the ACLU of Texas and others as well, have actually worked for several years on the issue of use of force in schools. I mean, as everyone knows that lives in Texas and has, especially if you have children in school, you know, most, if not all, schools in Texas have a law enforcement officer stationed in or near them. And we've done that to keep schools safe, you know, from intruders from the outside. But we haven't really done the work to ensure that officers are appropriately trained, that they're using the tools of law enforcement appropriately when it comes to dealing with students, et cetera. And so one of the kind of the obvious issues with placing law enforcement in schools is that they can take the way that you would use of force from the street and apply it in a school. And so we, for a long time, have encouraged the state legislature and other policymakers to take a look at this issue, to develop specific training for officers in schools and to start doing a little better job reporting on when use of force is actually used on a student in school.
Now, if someone were to want to, listening to this program, if someone were to want to add their name and help with this effort, how could they go about doing so?
That's a great question. We are setting up some a Facebook page and some other things. So I think for the moment, folks could just go to the ACLUTX.org website or the Texas Appleseed website and review the materials we have there. In the near future, folks should keep an eye out for Tasers in the School Facebook page. You know, this is something that is a statewide issue, a national issue, but when it comes down to it, it's really a local issue in a lot of ways. ISD, you know, local independent school districts and local trustees could really take on this issue without actually having to wait for the state to do something. So we think there's a lot of potential for folks to actually get involved in their own community. So I appreciate that question, and I encourage folks to reach out to the ACLU and all the other groups that have been involved in this letter.
Matt Simpson, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Daniel.
The conversation's not over. Tune in next week. We will talk with local law enforcement about the safety of tasers. Coming up across the region in your local events calendar, we've got Family Night at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum tonight at 6 o'clock. Come have a fun night of games, music, and just entertainment with your kids. Again, it's tonight at 6 o'clock at the Children's Museum in Commerce. There's the bell, so that means we are out of time for this episode. Tune in next week to The Morning Bell. I'm Daniel Starks.